What is up, everybody? Everybody, I'm texting right now as we're speaking. I'm so sorry, but someone DM'd me. That's important, but it's
Oh my
not
God, really?
really.
Really?
No, it's no one
Your viewers
important.
are way more important than whoever's texting you.
I know, right? You're so way important, Gina. But
Awesome.
guys, welcome back to the Scavoli Show. And this is part two of Star Wars Theories. This is my good friend Gina is here today, talking again for the second time.
I
Like, oh
feel
my
so honored.
God.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You
I
are
feel
so welcome, Gina. You're so welcome. But
I'm a
how's
celebrity now.
it? Say that again?
I'm a celebrity now.
Yeah, you know, when you walk around with me, you get some fan love and some fan
Oh yeah.
letters, hate mail, they want to kill you and everything. I love those kind of letters. I'm like, yeah, you
Okay.
know what? I'm
Oh my
trying
gosh.
that today.
Oh my God. Maybe I want to defriend you now.
I don't want to add you to my email list.
Okay, well, we'll steer clear from that then.
But how are you, Gina? Are you ready for this episode of Star Wars Theories Part 2?
I am great. I am, living it up. And yeah, let's get to this. Let's get down.
All right. So we were talking in last week's episode that we were talking about if Ahsoka brought Anakin back from the light, da da da
Oh
da
yeah.
da, those good jazz stuff, right?
All that good jazz.
Okay. So my first thing I really want to get into. What
Yes.
happens, right? Order 66 comes, the
Yep.
Jedi are annihilated, only Yoda, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, and I think Cal escape it, like a couple others escape it, but we don't know about them.
No, we have no clue. They're pointless.
But what happens? Order 66 comes, like I just said, and all the Jedi sense it. What do
Okay.
you think what would happen if the Jedi sensed it way before?
Oh, there would be a whole different story to be told, that's for sure. I mean, if they sensed it, obviously, the Emperor wouldn't be the Emperor and the Jedi Order wouldn't have fallen as it did in the story. I mean, th there could be just an endless amount of possibilities. I mean, the Jedi could still be and rule the Senate, they could elect someone else. I mean, do you think they would go and obviously, do you think they would kill the Emperor or do you think they would just imprison him?
No, I think he would have to die.
Oh, he would have to
He's,
die.
yeah, I think he's too powerful, even if you captured him. He's
So would
just.
that eliminate all the Sith?
That's what I'm meaning. That's a good question.
I mean, because
Because.
there's always a rule of two. I mean, if there's good, there's got to be an evil. So would a Sith arise?
Yeah, so what, like. Yeah, that's Gina. Fuck yeah, Gina.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like I said, once we start flowing, the force is with us.
Yeah, we're only 3 minutes in and you're st flowing. I'm still dying, you know?
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll bring it back. I'm bringing it
Yeah,
back.
bring it back. Reel it in, Gina. Reel it in.
I'm reeling it.
But like, you're right because like Palpatine is gone now in the
Okay.
Rise of Skywalker. So like, what are they actually making? Like, that's what I always say at the end of like my podcast. Like, what are they making in 2023? You know, what are they
Oh,
making in
that's true.
2026, 2029? So, like, that is an important question because I feel like there's not going to be a day, I don't think, in my
No.
mind, that all the Jedi totally will be wiped out.
Of course not.
You know, there's always going to be, like, even if Rey dies and
Okay.
if she died in The Rise of Skywalker and Finn died, like, just say they all died in The Rise of Skywalker, but the dark side died. You had to kill the light side with the dark side, but they all die together. You know what I mean?
To bring balance.
To bring balance, that no one has balance no more.
Okay.
It's just gone. So, like towards the end of the movie, like the Rise of Skywalker would end by a baby being born, a
By
new
the force.
generation.
Like Anakin?
Like not Anakin, but no, with a husband this time.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to be,
It's.
messed around with the midichlorians and, an
No.
actual, conception, actual birth.
Yes, an actual birth of two loving parents that love their baby child.
Okay.
And then we don't see that. Like, we don't see him grow, but you just hear, like, the Skywalker music, like the Luke Skywalker music, that awesome S Skywalker music, and stuff like that
John
come
Williams,
in.
the
Yes,
GOAT.
John Williams. Yes, the GOAT. with the goatee. He doesn't have a goatee though.
He's got a beard.
Oh, he does.
Yes. I can't
Should.
see Brad Wellers with a goatee. He bit the food.
But yeah, I think that would have been the new generation of Jedi.
Okay,
They
so
did that.
only one is born, or do you think like a plethora of new Jedi are being born?
Well, I feel like now we could talk about it because Rise of Skywalker is over, so the Skywalker series is really done. So I feel like in my sense of thinking ahead of time is like, okay, Rey is the only known Jedi left, really, that we know of.
Okay. I'm just gonna bring it back to The Last Jedi. Do you not remember Broom Boy?
Oh, someone said that. No one paid attention to fucking Broom Boy.
Hey, okay, Rian Johnson's whole new trilogy that there's supposed, I'm air quoting right now, supposedly still in the works, is all about Broom Boy.
Yeah, if they bring a movie of Broom Boy and he comes with a fucking broom and riding it like a stupid ass witch, please, Ryan Johnson, quit your job. You're a terrible writer. If he comes back and I, you, like, that doesn't even have a question. I feel like people are born, like, kids in the Star Wars universe are born in, like, they can be not force sensitive, like Ezra. Ezra really wasn't force sensitive.
No, he had to tap into it, I felt.
Yeah, he had to tap into, like, because he didn't know how to, like, jump from bridges to bridges. He didn't know how to hold a lightsaber. He still doesn't, you know? In the end of the Rebels, like, he sacrificed himself. That's the ultimate way, you know, save others, like a Jedi, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, you don't have to be force sensitive. I don't know. I have to really go back and pay attention to the Broom Boy. I'm just gonna look up Broom Boy on Star Wars and see what comes up.
There's nothing to pay attention to. All he is at the end, he's sweeping away, and then all of a sudden you just see the broom start sweeping on itself. Boom. End credits.
And credit. That's how they end the Rise of Skywalker. There's a broom coming out. Yeah, broom. There's a broom ready to, in the
Just
works.
a broom sweeping, you know, just
Just
sweeping.
gonna.
Like, oh, that's an Easter egg. Broom boy is coming. Or maybe he death.
Has his own series about how he like sweeps up food and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Oh
Great.
yeah. Tagline is clean up your own shit.
Yeah, that's terrible. If they ever do that, please. I don't want to be a Star Wars fan no more. I quit.
Oh, please, Rian Johnson, do not do this to your fans. Oh God,
Yeah,
if he has any.
no, it's so sad. People do like him though. I don't have a problem with him. I think that whole three movie trilogy doesn't make sense to me.
No, of course
It
not.
and I feel like I talk about it every week. Like I feel like the movies were good. Like they weren't like I was not sitting there jumping up and down. The only time I jumped up and down and yelled at the TV screen was when Ahsoka's voice came out. I was like, I fucking knew it, people. I told you she was alive. Y'all can suck it. Y'all can suck it. And everybody looked at me like,
I know we discussed this in last episode, but I mean, she could be alive, she couldn't.
yeah, I know, but I was like, as long as I hear her voice, I was like, I'm
Oh,
okay.
okay. So
I'm
that just
fine.
pumped you up just by
Yeah, that
hearing her
just
voice.
pumped me up. And then
Okay.
I heard Anakin's, and I was like, Anakin's not alive. So I was like, that just blew my hopes up. But the only one that we all know that might be still alive is Ahsoka. So that's why I was like, yeah,
True.
fuck yeah.
True.
So,
What about Mace Windu? Do you really think he's dead?
well,
I know it's a whole nother time. I am jumping all around. So sorry.
yeah, no, that's fine. I think Mace Windu is definitely dead.
Okay. You really think, but that
No, not
lightning
from no, not from the lightning strike. I think he survived that. I feel like they're gonna there's rumors going around that Samuel Jackson will reprise his role as Mace Windu at some point, or make a younger Mace Windu and stuff like that.
well, that man never ages, so he could play any role. So yeah.
Yeah, I love Samuel Jackson. He's a really good
Oh,
guy.
he's amazing.
But yeah, I think he did die. He's not alive now. If he's alive, then please, he knows the world of worlds. He knows about getting plastic surgery. He knows how to ice
Well,
cream his
obviously, we
elbows.
heard his voice, so he's alive through the force.
Yeah.
So that theory that I tried doing just went out the window.
Sorry, people are calling me at this time. It's client.
Do they not know you are busy at this
I
moment? Do you
know.
not DM these people?
I know. I'm so sorry, people of the universe. So sorry.
Just like our last conversation, you know, Applebee's was way more important.
Yeah,
because you're eating good in the neighborhood.
It really is. But what makes Windsor?
Sorry, not plugging for
That's all right.
Applebee's,
Don't diss Applebee's. Diss the bees. Diss them.
I'm not dissing the bees.
But with Mace Windu, I feel like he's a lie. I feel like he couldn't die because
Okay.
he didn't get shocked like to the core. Like he wasn't
Sure.
like fucked up, burnt and stuff like that. If it went on, of course I would say he's gone. But when he flew out the window, I feel like then like people were saying like you can use the force to stop yourself from falling.
But he didn't have his hands.
I know that's what I mean, but I didn't he didn't have his he didn't have he they chopped off both of his hands, right? I don't remember. Okay. So yeah, so
Anakin chopped them both
yeah,
off.
but somehow he'll have another hand in his asshole or something. His asshole stop it.
What, he's just growing hands all over?
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe you don't need your hands to be in force. You could just have your wrists.
What? Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess. We're really stretching here, but we'll go with
Yeah, we are,
this.
but we're gonna try because Star Wars likes to do this to us, so we're gonna do what Star Wars
Okay.
does to people.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like he did stop, and then I don't know where he went after that because he has no hands, so I don't know. But no, I think
Well, at least he didn't bleed out because obviously, the hot lightsaber cauterized. I felt the
no, I
wounds.
think it was one hand. No, he cut off one hand, Gina.
Cut off one
Yeah,
hand?
he cut
Really?
off. Now I'm like seeing the vision in my head. That I
Okay.
saw a picture of his mesthetic hand, like his mechanical hand, and then a hand. So I think he only chopped off
Okay.
his lightsaber hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got both hands in
Yeah, I don't
there.
know either. I was like, how? Yeah, that wouldn't work. I was trying to get like a theory out of it, but I was like, she's right. Two hands.
Okay.
If it's not out your asshole.
I didn't know if he was, double fisting that lightsaber or
No,
what.
it was
So.
a one hand. That's now my sources checked out again. Thanks for telling me, Bob. Thanks for telling me. Thanks, Bob. So, yeah, I think he's definitely alive. I don't know where he went after Order 66. I would love to see like him during Order 66 of where he goes. You know,
Oh
I would
yeah.
love that journey. And you know, he's old, Mace Windu. I don't know how old he is in Revenge of the
Yeah.
Sith. He's pretty old. He's not Yoda's age, but he's pretty old.
Well, he's a humanoid, so I would assume he would age as a
Yeah,
human.
I think so too. I don't think he's any mutant Ninja Turtles or anything. So. So yeah, I think he's still alive. What happened, Gina?
Are you talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where like he's dipped in ooze,
Yeah.
Mace Windu?
He just pretends to be that sexy black man, you know?
I'm so confused at this moment.
That's right. He dipped himself in ooze, he hit the sewers.
Okay. Now I could see if he like went and took a job at Jurassic Park, and then he said to everyone, "Hold on to your butts,"
Yeah, no, I don't think he said that. I don't think he did that. But with him, I'm trying to keep a straight face, but it's so hard.
I know.
But I think he's definitely alive. I don't know where he went. I really hope we see him in the Kenobi series. I don't know if he'll be in it. I doubt it. I definitely doubt it. But
Yeah. Because it's Obi-Wan's story. I mean, I feel like he's going to be on Tatooine, and there's just going to be constant flashbacks with him and Anakin, possibly Ahsoka. And I mean, I know they have to rewrite the whole thing because it was supposed to be just like The Mandalorian where Obi-Wan's just looking over Luke, so.
And that
But.
too, like, why are you looking over Luke? Like,
I know. Well,
leave that.
he feels
Yeah,
responsible.
I know, but like, Obi-Wan really. I feel like we don't get Obi-Wan's side of it. You know, we get it in the
But
comics.
maybe with the series we will
Yeah,
finally.
like, we get it in the comics a little that he had to protect Lukey Boy because there was raiders following him and stuff like that, trying to assassinate his home, you know.
I know. And he could see little hints of Anakin, of just a little bit of rage coming out, and Luke and stuff. So he wanted to try and, cook that. So.
Yeah, but it always like I don't think Vader was gonna come find his son anyway. He would definitely meet his son one day, but he wasn't coming on Tatooine. He doesn't like sand. He never did.
Never did. It was coarse, rough, and
Yeah.
irritating.
So he was never gonna come back. So I feel like when Luke grew up in New Hope, Obi-Wan came, and I feel like Obi-Wan, I don't know. I feel like Obi-Wan didn't want that responsibility no more. Like he didn't.
Okay, so do you think after he dropped off Luke, do you think he left Tatooine?
I don't know if he's. I don't know if he really went anywhere else. I feel like I
Okay.
said. I think I said it in the last one where I said to you off podcast that like the Jedi felt so terrible after Order 66. You know, they felt like they abandoned they what is that word? Gave up. Like they should
Yeah.
have sensed it, you know. They felt guilty. Like they felt
Yeah.
terrible. Like we should have did something more about it. You know, we should have sensed it coming. Like Yoda did.
Should have sent
Yoda
it.
sensed it way before Order 66 even happened. But Yoda, that fucking green little monster, you know,
Greenland. Yep. Didn't
didn't
do
do
shit.
shit. So
He just sat on Kashyyyk and, because he wanted to save the Wookiees, you
yeah, like
know?
I understand you want to save Chewbacca and everything, but like come on, man. Come on.
Really? Really? The whole entire galaxy and you're just worried about fucking
Yeah,
Chewbacca?
like I love Chewie, but I like if I'm saving like hot Jedi girls, like I'm saving them like shit. Like God, you can dress me up as a Jedi too, but that's not gonna work.
Oh, geez. Now I know your
You know, I
fantasy.
mean, shit, yeah. My fantasy, you should see it. I like people dressing up as Ahsoka and like just looking at them.
Oh, I can't imagine. Can't imagine.
That's my weird fantasy.
Oh boy, are we having that instance of Friends? I know you're a little young, but where Ross
Oh
wanted
yeah.
a slave Leia
Yes.
and Rachel dressed
And
up.
then the and then Chandler's not Chandler's mother. Ross's mother came. She's the one that's in Princess Leia's outfit. I was like, that's gross. I was like, I can't do
Yeah.
this. I can't do this. But yeah, I think I think all the Jedi felt guilty, even Ahsoka. You know, like Cal, like you didn't play the game. I know you did that, but like in this, are you gonna play it at all? So can I spoil it for you or no?
Yeah, you can spoil it. I don't have a video game
We'll
system.
buy you one for New Year's.
Oh my gosh, thank
You're so
you.
welcome.
I don't need another thing to get addicted
Oh,
to.
okay. So I won't send it to you. Fuck you then, Gina.
I got all my cosplay I gotta do. I got my artwork, so I can't add another gaming
All
thing to
right. So you're
me.
set, really. You're set.
Yeah, I'm set. I'm set.
So I'm gonna cut the break right now, Gina, and then when we come back, guys,
Okay.
we will talk about Jedi Fallen
Yes.
Order. What I think of the game. I think it's one of the best games I've played. It's really good. And then we're gonna.
I can't agree because I have
Yeah,
no
she never watched it because she lives in a box and she likes cheese. That's what she does. And then we're gonna come back and talk about more theories. You know, we got so much more theories. I think we got to do a part three, Gina.
Oh my God. Did you just want to do like a whole 8 episodes with me? Because, I know I'm awesome and I know you want to keep spending time with me. It's just like, okay, Chris,
I feel like
no.
every Sunday we could do this. Sunday Theory Day.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that.
Sunday Theory Day. I'm loving the
I
sound
know,
of
like
that.
me too. Like, oh, Gina, like I feel like we should make banners and pins.
Pins.
Like, oh my God.
Oh
Well, I just have now a new fantasy.
Oh my gosh. You're just making my whole world rock right
I
now,
really
Chris.
am. So, guys, sit back. Get some popcorn, put your hairphones in, headphones. I said hairphones. I don't
Hairphone?
know if you guys have hairphones, but if you guys have long enough hair, put it in your ears, connect it, and see if you can listen. You know, if you can't, then you might have went deaf from your big ass hair. And you know, just take it the fuck out. You know, that's it. But we're listening to this Cavalli show, and it's me and my friend Gina talking about Star Wars theories, part two. And part three is coming because I already announced it. I have announced it.
Oh shit, you announced it. Well, then it's
It's gotta
gotta happen.
happen because the people want what I don't want. You know?
But yeah, I don't think people really want this, but we're just doing it for shits and
Yeah, and I
giggles.
want it, people. So you're hearing me out there. If you're listening, the galaxy far, far away, you're getting fucking part three. And that's it.
You like it
You
or
like it or
not.
not. Me and Gina. No one cares about other people. That's it.
Nope.
And this is coming out next year anyway, so fucking Happy New Year, bitches. You know? So, yeah, eat that.
Yeah, 2021 better be way
Yeah.
better.
I turned 22 and 21 and 1, so be ready.
Oh dear God, you're a
I know, I'm
baby.
such a baby. But we gotta cut the break because I feel like no one's listening. So, Gina, sit back, take a break,
All right.
and then I'll send you part two. Here we go.
All right, excellent. I'll be
And
waiting.
guys, before we cut the break, I just want to do a little do a little sing along. Not a sing along, but a little saying. I just love you guys. That's it. Thank you. Thank you for your
Aww.
support, guys. Really, I know that this will come out in 2021, so I'm not going to have this. Maybe I'll do it at the end of December, but I just want to thank you guys for the support and listening to my shit. Like, thank you. Like, I would not be anything without you. Oh my God, it just sounded like fucking yes. Oh my God, it sounds so fucking good. But thank you guys for the continued support, listening to my shows. I don't know if you're the same people. But yeah, thank you. That's all I have to say. You guys are my fuckers, and we're gonna fuck together. That's what I got. That's what I got.
I want to reword that
Yeah.
sentence, but we'll go
Yeah, you know what I said. You know how I mean it, guys. My real fans out there would have really appreciated it. Yeah, I felt that. But we're cutting to break, so we'll talk to you soon, Gina. Bye. Oh my God, Jaden gets here really quick. It's so sad.
oh yeah,
It
I
really
know
is.
buttons really good.
Like I wait here sometimes, like for 5 minutes until people get it started, and I'm like just like listening to the tune. I go dun 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 dun, and I'm like really rocking back here and everything, and like and no one's here, but I'm like yes, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna
You
do
just
this.
waiting in the abyss, just
There you
waiting.
go.
And
Just
those
wait.
idiots don't know how to press a fucking link.
They don't need. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's the. I think it's the internet. But you got here quick, so it can't be the internet, you know?
I don't, I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm just on my regular data because I have unlimited.
Oh, excuse. All right, Miss Gina. All
Yeah,
right.
I know.
All
I'm
right.
living it up.
Yeah, she's living in Wisconsin with the potato. No, not the potato. The
Not
cheese.
the fucking potato or cheese state. Or
I
dairy.
know. I
California
know.
is over from us. So damn it.
Everybody just. Everybody, can we? I'm getting a little hostile right now. I feel a little attacked. So let's
Why?
just bring
I'm
it
not
down a
from
little.
New Yorkers or New Jersey.
We talk weird. It's really sad.
Yeah, you do. Talk Boston. I'm getting
Boston. Let's go to
Boston.
Boston.
In Boston.
And we're like, and I like the. You know what my favorite accent is
Ooh,
before
what?
we get to Starry's Theories Part Two?
Is it about British? Because I can do a British accent very
Oh,
well.
I love the British accents. After a while, they get annoying, but I just want to like hug them and let
Oh
them
my
talk
gosh.
to me, and then I want to punch them in the throat after because I'm like, oh my
Oh.
God. I just want your voice.
Oh, they're just so sexy. They could like read the phone book to me, and I would just like love it.
I would just like sit there with a bowl of popcorn and like not even eat the popcorn. I would just be so turned on by that voice. Like I'm like, yes, talk to
Did you just
me.
say a ball of popcorn or a bowl of popcorn?
A bowl, a bowl, a bowl.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, us Midwesterns, we know how to speak through our nose and enunciate our vowels.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're Midwestern. I'm a New Jersey. I'm an Easternian.
I know you're a New Jerseyan.
New Jersey, unfortunately. But you ready for part two, Gina?
I'm ready. Let's kick this thing off.
Let's go. So, getting back to Jedi Fallen Order now, people. So you
Yes.
play the game. You go with Cal. Cal survived Order 66. I forget her name, and
Was
it
he a
was a
Jedi Padawan,
woman.
or was he, is he a Jedi?
What? He's a Jedi. He's a Jedi.
Oh, okay.
He was trained. He was a Padawan.
Oh, so he was a Padawan. Then did he become a Jedi in this game, or?
Well, Order six. He was little when Order 66 happened. He was a young
Oh,
one.
okay. So he was a Padawan when Order 66 happened. Okay, and
Yeah.
then he grew up.
Yes.
Okay.
So you play the game, and I don't know. I forget the woman's name, but she's such a good lady. She was a Jedi also.
Oh, okay.
So this woman was a Jedi. When Order 66 happened, she ran, or she said she was going to be back. So the Inquisitor, the second sister? No, the Inquisitor, the second. I think it's the second sister. Forgot her name too.
Isn't she the seventh sister?
That too. Seventh, eight, ninth. Who fucking
Okay.
names them? Like,
You know,
oh.
they're probably dying, and the invader's just like naming each one,
Yeah,
so.
like, you'll be the seventh sister, and you'll like it.
Yeah, you died
Yeah.
again. All right, now you're the tenth
Tenth
sister.
sister. We'll go all the way up to 100 if we have to.
Until we get it done right.
Until no one dies. So I don't know what her name was. I don't know if she was the. I'll just call her the Inquisitor.
You're really horrible at telling the story to someone who has no shitting
I
clue on what.
know, I know.
Yeah,
Before
we'll
I'm
just call it this. We'll just call. Okay, I'm just going with it, Chris.
just gonna call her the Inquisitor. So
Okay.
the Inquisitor was. Wait, I just have the game right here. Let me just like look up the
Yeah, just
names.
take the game. Read the back to your
I'm
fans and me so I can get a gist of what this shit is
You know
about.
what? I'm just gonna go on Google because I'm gonna look up Google right now, guys. So, Jedi
Google is
Fallen
our
Order.
friend.
I think Order Jedi Fallen Order 2 is coming too.
Oh, really? That's pretty
Yeah.
sweet. So what's the
Okay.
premises of the game though? Like, okay, you're this Jedi. What's his mission?
Okay. So this replaced 5 years after the fall of the Galactic Republic, so the rise of the Galactic Empire. So this happened between episode three, Reven no, after episode three, Revenge of the Sith,
Okay.
5 years after. So Jedi Padawan Cal Kestis, he is hunted through the galaxy by the Empire because he's a Jedi, and to complete his Jedi training and restore the Jedi Order. What else? The game. That's all they're gonna give me. The game was fucking
Obviously, we know
announced.
he fails because he doesn't achieve it.
Not really. No, he
No?
really. Like he does at the end. Because they have the chip with all the younglings on it.
Oh.
So if Vader got that, he would have trained them to Sith. So now I feel like part two is gonna come, and they're gonna go find the younglings that are force sensitive.
Okay, so then he's got to protect all the younglings, just say in part two. So then, like, Vader can't find them and kill them
Yes.
because we
Yes.
know how much he loves to kill younglings.
Yeah, he really does, you fucking idiot.
Damn it.
Oh yeah, the second sister is being hunted. So he beats the ninth sister, and then both were trained by Sith, Darth Vader. Okay, blah blah blah. Oh here, Kira. I think her name is Cira. Cira. She was a Jedi. She
Okay.
fo so her so this the second sister in the game was her apprentice, was her
Oh.
Padawan.
Cool.
So she fall to the dark side because what happened? They Cira left the second sister, and she had hatred for her.
Ooh, that's kind of
So
an interesting story.
at the end of the story, Cal fights the second sister. They because they have to get the hologram for the younglings. So they have to go through the second sister, and then Darth Vader shows up. And
Oh shit.
then Cira shows up, and like they talk, it's emotional. And she was like, and the second sister was like, "I have so much hatred for you." But I was like, look, but her eyes, like if you looked at the when you if you ever play it, but or you just look up on YouTube the clips of it, I think you can just do that. Like her eyes are like so pure. I'm like, oh, you were such an evil bitch. But I feel like you went down the path of wrongness and you just hate yourself.
But her master abandoned her. So how are you supposed to feel? I mean, all the Jedi got killed. I mean, and then your master abandons you. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. That's a little sad. That's like what
I mean,
happened with
two
Anakin and
people,
Ahsoka.
right?
Ahsoka, like, yeah. Aw.
I mean, there are certain people who can't always fight the light. I mean, I know Ben kept trying to fight the light and stuff, but there's not all those people who are like, yes, I'm gonna do right always. Some do fall.
Yeah. So at the end, the second sister does die. Vader chops her up, like, just like cuts
Oh,
her
Vader
down.
kills her? Why? Because she
Yeah.
failed?
She failed, yeah.
Oh,
Like Darth
shit.
Vader was like, "You failed me, bitch." And then he just died.
Ooh.
So you run away with Cal. You don't fight Vader at all because Vader's like, when you hold that control like fucking shakes. Like it's
Oh.
hard. Like Vader's difficult to beat, but you never face him. So you just run, and then you escape. You have the hologram with the kids, and that just leaves you like that.
You never fight Vader in the game?
No, you never fight him. Only at the end where you like just get like maybe a you don't even hit him. Like they just have it like a little movie playing and stuff like that.
What's the last level then? I mean,
That's the
what?
last level. The last level is the hologram. So we get the hologram, because they go into like a underground undersea base, and they find the second sister, and
Oh, so
yeah.
you had to,
So
okay, so you had to fight her.
yes, and then you get Order 66 in it too. With Cal's master, I don't know, Twi I don't know his name, Tipo Pai, I don't know, some shit like that. He dies, but he was fucking good. That I want, he was fucking throwing people out the fucking rooftop, shit.
What was
Yeah,
the
he was.
little robot with him?
What happened?
What's the little robot? that's with him.
Oh, I love that little robot.
I know. I'm like, does this like a little computer screen or like what the fuck is this little
No, it's a
shit?
little robot. It's so cute. I think he's one of the best robots. Like
Okay.
he's
Does
top
he
three.
box?
No, he works. He's actually quicker than I think. Like he has legs, so he runs.
No, does he? Can he talk like, or does he talk like R2, like beep boop, beep boop?
Yeah, he does talk like that. But you can
Oh,
like
he
I don't
talks
know
like
how
that.
yeah, I don't know
So
how
he's
to
not like
understand him though.
K2SO, where he you can actually understand him.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Order 66, he fall. But before Order 66 happened, like the clones are so nice to this kid. Like they're
Well, of
like,
course.
we're gonna play with you later, right? You're coming to my like they're just like all right, we'll train later together. Like, don't forget training. Like he goes, all right, I know, I'm going. And he goes into the room, and then his master sends Order 66, and then before he gets shot, he gets the master chops the clones up, and then Cloud's like, "What the fuck? Like, why are the clones attacking? Like, they're my friends." Like, yeah, it was so it's sad. I wish we got more of that.
Oh, so you only got like a little snippet of it?
Yeah, like we didn't get the I thought we were gonna get the whole universe, like or some shit like that, but we didn't get nothing. I really want more Order 66.
Oh, hell yeah. They should do a whole series.
Yeah,
Like,
I
just
yeah.
hello.
Like
Well,
I
we're
want.
supposed to get the Bad Batch.
Yeah, but I feel like the Bad Batch is not going to explain anything really. I feel like the Bad Batch should be
I really wasn't into them.
yeah, like I don't get that. Like they're special clones. I get that they're
Yeah,
special, but like
right.
I don't think they went through at Order 66, so maybe they felt out of place. I hope we get take. I hope that is the first episode. I hope they don't push it
Ooh,
like I
yeah.
hope
Do you
you
think they have
don't.
the chips inside their head?
I don't know. I don't know if every clone can have the chip. I feel like it's on the clone. Like a clone is a person.
Right,
So
but they're a clone, but they were unfortunately not a good clone.
yeah, but I also feel like, like with Cat with Rex, like you see Cap like Rex fighting the chip. Like he's trying to
Oh,
fight
true.
it. But he
Okay.
but yeah, if I feel like with Rex, like it was a little more deeper because he was friends with Ahsoka. So the Bad
Right.
Batch,
It was a
the
deeper
deeper connection,
connection.
yes. So with the Bad Batch, we don't get that connection with any Jedi as we know of. Like
Right.
they say he was on Kashyyyk with Luminara, So maybe they
Yeah.
see her getting shot down, and they're like, "What the
Okay.
fuck is going on here? Like, why are they shooting?" Or maybe they do it for, or maybe they do it. We don't know. But with the Bad Batch,
If they don't have the chip, then why would they just go through with it? Because they see their brothers doing it?
I don't think they would go through with it. I don't think if they don't have the chip, I think they're like, "What the fuck? Why are you shooting? Like, stop!
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I feel like that's any clone. I feel like that's any person, right? No,
Right. I don't know. When I watched the Clone Wars, I wasn't watching it for the
No, I watched it for the clones. I like the clones. I think you get
When it was the clone story, I was just like, oh man. I mean, obviously, since I'm a Star Wars fan, I gotta watch it. But I mean, I wanted more Obi-Wan, I wanted more Anakin, Ahsoka, and obviously Padme.
Yeah, I know. You're a little Padme over there.
Yeah,
But no, with the
send me
but
all the
if you
way.
really watch the clones, they're friends with the Jedi. But some things
Then why was it for Cody to turn against
that was so
Obi-Wan if they were
that
so
was
good?
hilarious. After watching that, and then I watched Order 66, Cody was like, "Yeah, shooting him fuck down. He's up
Yeah, he's
there."
like, fuck this bitch. She's like, yeah. Psh.
He's like, "I."
And then the lizard was like,
Yeah, I love that little monster. Thank God he didn't die. But I was like,
Are you sure?
no,
I never saw
I know he
it
didn't.
He's
Oh,
lizard.
little lizard. I liked him though. But yeah, I think like in Revenge of the Sith when the movie came out, we were like, what the fuck are we like? What the fuck is this? Like, what is Order 66 and why are these clones that all look the same shooting down their generals? Like, what? What is Order 66? And we still don't know what Order 66 is. Like we
Well, right. I mean, what's all the orders before
yeah, why do they
66?
pick 66? What
I don't
what
know.
programmed Kamino or Palpatine to do like, all right, when I say Order 66, you exterminate all the Jedi.
Exactly.
They're in, like Rex said, they're in the galact, they're in the whole Republic. There's no denying that. You know, every
No.
clone has the chip. Every clone will shoot down their master.
I mean, we did see that episode where that one clone was
We
malfunctioning,
did.
so they kind of understood a little bit, like, well, what's going
You know
on?
what? That brings my to my next theory. What happens
Ooh.
that like Fives knew, right? Fives knew that there was something going on with the fucking chip. So what happens before Commander Fox shot him, if he said anything, what would happen?
If Fives would have said, "Hey, this is what's going
Yeah,
on."
because I feel like Shaak Ti was there too. Like she didn't let the clones explain really. Like she was
No.
like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, he has a chip. Great. All right, send it in. Like,
I just don't think the Jedi would have taken it
I
seriously.
feel like the Jedi don't give two fucks.
They don't give two fucks. I kind of feel like they're just like, nope, we're going with the Force. This is what it's telling us to do, and we don't listen to anything
Yeah, but
else.
I feel like if there was another Jedi like Anakin, I feel like Anakin would have like
Okay.
not understood it,
True.
but like it might not clicked at that point. But like as it goes on, it would be like they fucking have chips in their head. Like,
He would have taken into
yes, just
consideration.
like Ahsoka. I feel like the
Yeah.
Jedi are all blinded.
Yeah.
In a way,
Is it by their teaching?
I don't know, because I would have said, like, if Fives came up to me and was like, yo, Jedi Master, like, before I fucking get shot, like, this is what's going on. Here, take this. And I take it and I listen back to it. And I'm listening. Like, I'm bringing that to Yoda. You know, I'm like, Yoda, listen, motherfucker. I know you don't care, but, like, you gotta hear this. Like, they all have chips in their
I
head.
would not bring shit to the Yoda because obviously he doesn't do shit
Yeah,
about
like,
it.
Yoda had, like, dreams and Qui-Gon was, like, trying to like to get them down. They're like, it's coming, something's gonna come, something's gonna get destroyed.
I mean, he had premonitions about Anakin and he didn't do
No,
shit.
I feel like the Jedi didn't care. That's what I mean. Like
No.
in the Clone Wars, like I felt like they did care, like in the Clone Wars, like you see that, but
Yeah.
also the clones didn't care, you know, like when I feel like
Maybe they all got too tired and they just wanted it to end.
I think that too. I think I never saw the clones get mistreated by the Jedi, really. I never saw that in the
Yeah.
Clone Wars.
Well, oh, there was that one Jedi that hated
Oh yeah, that
clones.
motherfucker. I would have shot that motherfucker myself.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, dude, this dude is hard as
Yeah, like
shit.
what is going on in the world?
I have no clue. Oh, but Clancy Brown, gotta love that dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Clancy Brown.
Oh.
What was I to say? Yeah, Order. I feel like no one took it seriously. I feel like Anakin's fall was all a joke. Like, oh yeah, he was all like Obi-Wan was like, you were supposed to bring balance to the Force, Anakin, not destroy it. And then you were my brother, Anakin. And I feel like there was,
You didn't feel the torment though
I did.
there?
I felt bad for Obi-Wan. I was like, but you didn't want him.
So I think Obi-Wan
Yeah,
cared.
no, I think Obi-Wan cared, but I don't think like he cared enough, you know? He wasn't like Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon was that father figure for Anakin. I think Anakin grew
True,
up if
true.
Qui-Gon was still there. Qui-Gon is the only one that could have defeated Palpatine, you know?
Oh yeah.
So,
Yeah, because he was someone in tap with the dark
yeah.
side.
And he knew his shit. He sensed it. There was something going around, and he was already on the verge of knowing. He
So, do you
knew
think?
it was coming before anybody else knew about clones and Jango and Boba Fett, you know?
So, do you think Qui-Gon sensed he foresaw his death?
I don't know. I don't think he saw his death coming. I don't think so. Like I
Okay.
think he was just tired and he's fucking old, so that's why he lost. No, I think that's a reality. I think he was just,
Yes, I don't understand why Qui-Gon would
yeah,
lose.
me either.
I
But I
mean,
think he was just like, I think Dave Filoni or someone said it in an interview. I knew I read that somewhere. I'm not making that part up. Like he was tired.
okay.
Like he can't keep up like he used to, you know, he's old.
Ah.
So, like, he's not a Darth Maul that's like maybe 20 years younger than him, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. And is that why Obi-Wan was able to defeat him? Because he was like around the same
I
age?
don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know that one. I don't know why he won that one.
Oh, so you know more about Qui-Gon, but you don't know shit about the Obi-Wan versus Maul.
I know, fuck.
You're just so tapped with the Qui-Gon losing, but you don't know shit about Obi-Wan.
Because Obi, see, I feel like that fight with Obi-Wan and Darth Maul, like, it doesn't really matter.
True.
Like, okay, you avenged your master's death because you were angry. That's what you did. You tapped into your little anger side, and that's why you won. That's what makes your strength come out, you know, your anger.
And Darth Maul was being like egotistical, and he was like, "Yeah, I got this little bitch down this hole," and he was just like, "Nope."
Yeah, so that's why you got cut up twice in the end. You lost twice. And I feel like Qui-Gon, like, he wasn't, like, watching it now, like, I knew he was not going to survive until the end of the movies, you know?
Yeah.
It was just not that character. You know, he was not that character that you bring to Revenge of the Sith. He didn't, he, like, it wasn't feeling right.
Because he was too, he knew too much. He was just too much of a wisdom, and everything would have been
Well, he
prevented.
wasn't a Jedi. He didn't go by the council. He followed the Force.
No.
So, like, what
Yeah.
Ahsoka is, she's the Force. You know, Ahsoka's the Force. She follows the Force. She's not a Jedi. You know, like what she says.
So do you think Qui-Gon was more of a gray Jedi?
I feel like he could have been. I feel like
Okay.
if he was alive today, not today, but like in the movies, I think he would have been a great Jedi. I think he had a lot of talent, and I feel like they have to bring that backstory back.
Oh gosh, there's so much Disney needs to bring
Yeah.
back. Dear Lord.
So with,
They mess with this whole
they
lore.
really did. So with Qui-Gon, I love Qui-Gon. He's one of my favorites. He does not get enough credit, you know.
No.
Liam Neeson killed that part. He really did good.
Oh,
He would betray it again. I feel
amazing.
like if they asked him, he would definitely do it again.
Yeah, I even saw he's like, "Oh, I love playing
Yeah,
Qui-Gon."
he was like,
So
that's such an
maybe you
important
think.
movie. Like, did you see me in that
Do you think maybe in the Kenobi series he could be a Force
I would love
ghost?
that. I would definitely see that. And I would definitely see, like, that I want to see the script to that. Like, fucking Obi-Wan, I fucking told you so, you bitch. That's what you get.
Yeah. He's like, "I warned you
Fuckers,
motherfuckers about this
you
shit."
didn't believe me. But yeah, if Qui-Gon was alive, Anakin would never fell to the dark side, and Qui-Gon would have beat Palpatine with Mace Windu. That's how the story would have went, because Qui-Gon already knew that's some
Oh, so you think Qui-Gon would have went to beat the Palpatine with
Oh
Mace
yeah, with
Windu?
no I know I
So then where would Yoda have
Here,
been?
this is what I think. This is my theory on that. So I think
Okay, which Jedi would have went to kill Palpatine?
okay, this is my answer. It would have been Qui-Gon only. It would have never been Mace Windu. It would have never been Yoda. It would have been Qui-Gon because Qui-Gon was on the verge of already knowing about Sidious. He had a feeling. So he knew in the Force there was something wrong. So before he could get, he was so close, but that's when Darth Maul came in. You know, that's why Sidious was like, you know what, fuck this. Darth Maul's going to go fight Qui-Gon, and Qui-Gon's going to lose. And Qui-Gon did. So then Qui-Gon's off the trail, you know? Qui-Gon's out. So
It went cold.
you bring Count Dooku in, and then Count Dooku mentions Sidious, and then Obi-Wan has like an idea, like, Sidious. I never heard that name before. What? So then Obi-Wan, blah blah blah, and then you get Revenge of the Sith.
And he doesn't even take what Dooku says serious. He's just like, "Yep."
He's like, oh, Sidious, that's a good name. Like, how old is he? Like, does he have a dog named Larry?
Doing all this shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Does he have a
okay.
dog named Larry? Like, oh my God,
Love
what does he feed? What does he feed him?
with his little mullet.
Yeah, like, the fuck, Obi-Wan. And then,
Was the worst.
what happened to that again?
Oh, that was the worst haircut for Obi-Wan in episode 2 with that mullet.
Yeah, it was
Ugh.
terrible. Yeah, they had to. Yeah, had to go. But also in Clone Wars, like, he mentions it, like Ahsoka heard of Sidious now. Like, so Ahsoka goes back to Obi-Wan. Yes, but knowing from Count Dooku is lost gone because Anakin killed him. And Ahsoka's like, shit, fuck. Like, but see, and also with that scene too, like, in Revenge of the Sith, when Anakin and Obi-Wan return to the temple, like, Obi-Wan's so fucking happy. Like, you were the hero, Anakin. Like, you went so good. You killed him. You defeated the Sith. Like, oh my God, you're such a fucking talent to the world. This is your day today. And then the Clone Wars is like, yeah, I killed Count Dooku.
I know.
Like, it's.
So it's like you can't have, one side and then have the
Like, it's
other.
so sad. Like, yeah, it's so fucking
Yeah.
sad because you could have found out more. But all right. But the Jedi were so close to finding out Sidious. They were so close to find out his plan. But in the end, it was too late because things already happened.
Of course.
But yeah. So, Gina,
Yeah.
this is the sad part of the show that we have to say goodbye.
Again,
I
I
know.
thought this could go on
I
forever.
know. Do you have anything else to add with my theory before we head out?
I mean, I think you summed it up. I mean, again, Jedi just fucked everything over, didn't listen, didn't take things seriously, and that's the end result that we got.
Got Order 66. We talked about the Order
Order 66.
66 episode today, guys. So for part three, we're doing definitely a part three with Gina. Would you like to come back for part three, Gina, or you don't want to come back at
I feel like my arm is being twisted in this, but okay,
all?
yes.
Gina Sundays, guys. We're gonna have a Gina Sundays.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, we will come back next week with new theories. Order 66 is done. Qui-Gon Jinn theory is out the door. So, where our next theories, I think we should talk about upcoming
Like
sequels.
you said, what
What
if
ifs? We could do what
the
ifs.
guy. Yeah, what ifs? What if the twins died with Padme? Oh
Yeah. We're not going to end.
my gosh, then who would have been the new
I
hope?
know.
That'll leave out the cliffhanger.
Yeah. So, you heard it first, people of the world. You heard it. What if? What if Luke and Leia were never born? They died. Because Padme just had a miscarriage because she couldn't push them out because Darth Vader felt, or Anakin fell to the dark side. Also, Padme died. So who would really be the new hope? Would
Who?
it be the broom boy? Oh,
Why
I had to. I didn't have no one else. I
would
didn't.
you mention
I had
the
no
broom
one
boy?
else. Maybe it's Broom Boy Part Two. It could be the father. Oh, the new hope.
Oh my God, we will discover his parentage before he became an orphan.
It was never orphaned
He's
here.
a cancel bunny.
It could be me. Oh, dan, 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 dan. But Gina, thank you for this episode today.
Thank you so much for having me again,
You're so
Chris. Thanks for
welcome.
putting
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome, Gina. And I'll talk to you in a few because I'll just FaceTime you again. And you're listening to the Scavoli Show, guys. I hope you love this episode, much as me and Gina. Part three is coming next week. So I hope you have a rest of a good day. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I know Christmas is over because this episode won't premiere till January. My birthday's coming up, so I like free gifts, just so you know. Send me a teddy bear. Send me a naked picture of you. Either or, I win. Oh, it's all right. So good night, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. And may the force be with you guys. May the force be with you.